Just a quick note before we dive in. Since the recording of this episode, what was once called and is referred to in this episode as Gen Z Genealogy has been rebranded to The Treehouse. You can find them on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Treehouse Gen Z, and their link tree is in their bio to access more ways to be a part of the community, such as Discord and Facebook. Please remember, this community is for the younger crowd, and their Discord age cap is 26, so keep that in mind. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode. Hi, this is Megan, and welcome to Genealogy Explorer, where we dive into the family history of listeners just like you. Today, I am here with some of the bright minds behind Gen Z Genealogy, an upcoming community of young genealogists who have taken over TikTok, Discord, and Instagram. They reach out to teens and young adults who might be interested in their family history, and they are establishing a network of a new generation of genealogy researchers. Please welcome Nerva and Emma. If you could, please introduce yourselves one by one.
Hi, my name is Nerva. I'm 17 years old. I've been interested in genealogy since I was about second or third grade with a family history project where I had to make a cardboard family tree. And along with the stories my great-grandmother always used to tell about family members. And I've always been interested in history in the past, so it wasn't that far of a step because it was history of people that I knew people I had known knew. And it's how I, came to be. So that set me out on that journey, I think.
Wonderful. And you, Emma?
I have been in Gen Z genealogy for about a year and a half, and I've been with the mod team for a little over a year, and I've been interested in genealogy for like 2.5 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I am currently 18. I'm going to be going to college in the fall.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
So I'm super excited to have you guys on here just to go over the role that Gen Z genealogy is playing in the genealogy community right now. And I just want to dive into like your history and what brought this community along. So I just want to start out by asking, what's the story behind Gen Z genealogy and its creation?
So back in December 2020, one of our founders, Emmy, posted a TikTok, and that kind of got a lot of traction. And so some of the people who had seen that TikTok ended up forming an Instagram group chat. And then there was so many people who wanted to join that they ended up just going and creating the Discord server.
Right, because that Discord server is like the main driving player in Gen Z genealogy. There's a lot of great discussion in there.
I'd kind of say it's like the heart of the whole operation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah. It's definitely the heart of the operation. There's a lot of connections going on there and a lot of great stories and a lot of great discussions. And I'm a part of the Discord as well. And I've seen some great interactions in there between young genealogists that you don't really see out in the community, because the community is definitely overtaken by a much older generation, I think, at least.
Yes, I would agree there. I still remember how special it was to find this place, because I'd been a genealogist for about upwards of maybe like 5 years, half a decade at that point, and I never really encountered that many young people like myself that were interested in this hobby that I'm really passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that made it really special. Granted that when I joined, things were a lot more formed, since I only joined like maybe a year ago.
Right.
But it's still developed a lot since I joined, I think.
Yeah, it's definitely the most organized group of genealogists in this generation that I've seen across the whole internet. I think it's just an invaluable asset to the community.
I could not agree more.
So let me ask you, what, for both of you, what got you interested in genealogy at such a young age? Because like I said, you don't usually see a lot of young genealogists. So what's the story there?
Originally, I was interested because when I was little, my grandaunts would hang around the family a ton, and they did a lot of research like back in the 80s and kept going with that. So they kind of told me a lot of stories about that, and hearing about it for my entire childhood pretty much kind of made me curious about like the other side of my family and like the things that they hadn't found.
Yeah, the unknown, like that's very common. People like wanting to answer questions that we just don't know about. Like I have very similar experiences there. And what about you, Nerva?
Well, I said this earlier, I think, in my introduction. Yeah, I've always been interested in history in the past. So, like, it wasn't that far a step. I was the kid that was always, hunched over a history book as a kid. So, yeah, that one project in like second or third grade, that really started it. I got to see the photos of people I'd never really met, some dying in the 60s even.
Yeah, I think we all had that project in second and third grade, but only a few of us actually like really like attached themselves to it, I think.
Yeah, so I guess it was, these people had helped impact me, like without them, I couldn't be possible, which that really interested me. And since I was always interested in history, I was started finding myself wondering, oh, well, where was this person when this was happening? Or, and then from there, it was a lot of the unknown because, well, I'm sure we'll get into this later, but there are a few immigrant sides that were a bit hard to crack for me. A big thing, just like Emma said, my great grandmother, she did quite a bit of genealogy for her husband. Like she had a just it was this little tree, like one this guy, and it was going all the way back to the 1700s because they were a pretty well known Pennsylvania Dutch family. So that just was interesting and surprising to see.
Yeah, I think getting those personal discoveries and personal mysteries in our own family, I think it definitely ties us to the hobby. And then whenever we want to branch out and look into other people's family history, that's great. But I think what really ties us all there is our personal like family histories, I think. I don't know if y'all would agree with that, but I feel like that's a common thread I see with a lot of people who are interested in genealogy.
I
Yeah,
would
I
agree, like.
agree. Yeah. So let me ask, what is the most interesting discovery you've made in your own research? And this could be for another family or your own family or just anything, really.
Within my family, I found, and we wouldn't have really known about this otherwise, but I found like records to back up a story that my aunt had gotten from her grandmother. So my great grandmother wasn't the original, she was the second wife of my great grandfather, but the first wife was my great grandmother's sister. So
Oh,
the
wow.
first two children of my great grandfather weren't raised by their mother, they were raised by their aunt, my great grandmother. And I just found it so interesting that like there's record of that, but then we wouldn't have really known otherwise. Like there's a few people in the family who know, but it's not like everyone knows type thing.
Right. It's kind of cool seeing like these stories that you hear from other family members being able to be proven just on in document form. Like that's really like a very strong, powerful thing to find. And what about you, Nerva?
I mentioned those immigrant sides just a minute ago. So my one great-great-grandfather, so he was from Poland, well, Russia at the time, but it was what would become part of Poland. He was Polish. And so I found his immigration records, and he came over, let's say, yes, yeah, so 1912 he came over, at least that's what we thought. But then I noticed that he had also come over in 1911, but had been deported because he was ill. So I just found that as quite a surprising fact that I wouldn't have expected to be able to find record of, but I was able to.
Right. Yeah, it's very eye-opening what they how many detailed like things that they have in documents that you wouldn't be able to find at anywhere else. I think that's very fascinating. So, what about for other people? Do you do research for other people or do you just stick with your own family research?
Well, I offer it if people want, but it's generally just people I know. Like I'd say them. I'm not going to say too much because I don't think you'd like me to. But my business teacher, I did some of his genealogy,
Oh,
and
wow.
yeah, so he's got some Slovakians. So that was interesting to find because it's a totally different type of record than what I've had to deal with in Eastern Europe,
Right.
and Then he had a lot of Pennsylvania Dutch. So it was just a very interesting eye opener as to how different people's genealogies can be.
Oh, absolutely. I've done like research for people who are like Native American or African American or Polish and things like that. Like I find that very interesting to kind of move away from your own history because I am very English, so all of my documents are just from England, and I feel like it's good practice to try to help other people who might be in with documents that aren't typically from the your area of expertise, I think.
Yes. I also got some English, so I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And it can be interesting, definitely.
Yeah,
A
like,
lot of similar names.
yes, oh my gosh. It's whenever I'm going over my English documents, it's very like the same thing over and over and over again. Like, and they go back pretty far. But whenever I'm doing research for someone from like I don't know, like Poland has really like they don't have really great record keeping. So that's a lot harder to do than someone who's, you know, from England, and Ireland. Well, Ireland is pretty hard too, but England is pretty easy, I think. So I think doing research for other people is, like I said before, good practice. But what do y'all think about that?
I think it's kind of fun to like branch out of like what you already are comfortable with and what you already know and like, you know, do the research for other different groups of people.
Like kind of getting out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
So, outside of your most interesting discovery, what would you say would be your most meaningful or sentimental discovery?
My grand uncle was really into building model trains, and like we knew about this. Like he had like a whole room in his place that was like a whole model train room, and it was really cool to see. But we didn't know until I found it on a website while researching that he had a newspaper article written about him and his trains and the fact
What?
that he pretty much took over my great grandparents' basement with building his model trains. And it was just really cool to see because we wouldn't have known about it if I didn't do the research.
That's amazing. And were there photos or was it just like an article?
There was one photo with the article, but it was kind of like blurry and, you know, black and white because it was back
Right.
like in the 70s.
Oh, that's still really cool though. That's amazing. Just seeing like your own family making their own footprints and like media and things like that. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Do you guys know if you still do you guys still have the train sets?
No, unfortunately, we couldn't keep those when he
Oh.
passed, but I still do have a video of it because it was so cool.
Wow, that's awesome though. That is definitely like very sentimental because it's kind of straying more away from the like oh, he was born this year. He was, you know, from this country. He was, and more towards the personal side that's like hobbies and interests and things like that. I think that's very fascinating.
Yeah.
And what about you, Nerva?
Well, I mentioned my great grandmother. So she was a big driving force in why I became a hobby genealogist in the first place. And well, on her side, there were always brick walls. Like one of her grandparents, they were straight from Scotland. We had no idea who their parents were, and she died young, so it was before they had any like big records for that stuff. And well, actually, quite recently, I've been able to bust down like two major brick walls for her grandparents. And one of them, I visited the cemeteries where both of the grandparents were laid to rest. And it was just a really, really emotional experience because I was like, Gran, I finally did
Oh my gosh.
it.
Yeah, that's definitely emotional. That is definitely very powerful.
And one of them, the grave was overgrown actually. So, or like
Really?
it did not look like there was a grave there, but I saw this tiny little like piece of stone sticking out from the dirt. So I just started tearing away at it, and here it was like one of those foot rests, you know, that had the name on it. So it was just it was very nice because my grandmother was right there with me, helping
Wow.
me do. So it was just a nice experience, I think.
Yeah, I think like connecting to other family members is super powerful, because you know you're connecting with family members who have passed on, but it's also connecting you with family members that are still around and helping them answer some questions. I think that's very powerful. Wow. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So you guys are very obviously passionate about this. And whenever people look into genealogy online, you kind of see the hobby kind of flooded by the older generation, which is fine. But why do you think this hobby isn't as popular with the younger generations as it is with the older generations?
I think that part of the reason that younger generations have not been seen as much with it is because it costs quite a bit to access some of the records. And like, even if you order the actual physical like records to have or whatever, like, it costs more, and younger people might not have that money, especially if it's like, you know, someone like me who isn't able to go out and get a full-time job because school and keeping up with, you know, just being able to grow up.
Right. So basically, like, the affordability of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I was like, I feel like when kids look into it and they really want to research, you know, they get to like, you know, these websites and they start researching, and then they get hit with a paywall, and that really hinders their progress, I think.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
So I guess what we really need to focus on then is that affordability. So like, involving that, what do you think needs to change in the genealogy community so we can attract a younger audience? And basically, how do we reach the kids?
I think more like accessibility in the way of like financially, and also like maybe making some records easier to access just to younger people who might not be able to normally access that.
That reminds me of we talked with them on Twitter, Reclaim the Records. They did a lot of work in the New York area, helping those records be opened and, you know, free for all. And I certainly think, like, it costs $20 to order a death certificate, and you have to be 18 in my state to order a death certificate, which can, you know, be a make or break deal depending on when they passed, you know?
Right. So it seems like for younger people, they need like financial help. And then they also need, like, if they're not even 18, they need like an adult just to even get some of the records. And that can be a huge like obstacle to overcome.
Oh, I'm just going to say I have a side of my family that isn't very talkative about family history. And it's not like they get uncomfortable when I brought it up, but just it was not their topic of choice. So, you know, I never considered, like, oh, can I order this person's death certificate to see who their parents are or something like that? Or this person's birth certificate to see if they have one? Like, that wasn't really an option, especially because you need to be a certain level of related in order to order those certificates in my state.
Yeah, that's pretty, like, I understand why they would make that a rule, but like, it also can hinder some progress, I think.
Yeah.
So, what, like, I know this is a separate question that I want to ask y'all, if that's okay. But, what do you think, the role of Gen Z genealogy is playing in the community currently? And, what are you guys doing to help bring younger people into the hobby?
I think we're kind of like aiming to show people who are older than us that we're here, and we're like, we're trying, we're doing the same research that they are. Like, we might be younger, but we're still gaining experience the same way.
I think that's very important. Nerva, what would you say about that?
I agree with them 100%. And also, I'd also say that we're appealing to people our own age on platforms that, like, like TikTok, for example.
I think kind of building those communities in places where kids are is important, because like I think a lot of genealogy communities, you find them on Facebook, but kids aren't really on Facebook nowadays.
Yeah.
Although, like, I will say Facebook is very useful to find older relatives.
It is very, oh my gosh, it is very useful. to find older relatives. Yeah, I agree there. Absolutely. I think kind of targeting the kids where they kind of stay, I think that's very invaluable. So, what would you guys say is just the mission statement behind Gen Z genealogy overall? I think we kind of delved into that in the last question, but like if you had a solid mission statement, what would it be?
Our mission is to foster a global community of young genealogists who share a passion for exploring family history. And we kind of strive to create an environment that's supportive for our members, where they can connect and collaborate and share knowledge.
I think that's a great mission statement, honestly. I think what you guys do is completely invaluable, and I think it's very important for like up and coming genealogists, because I feel like a lot of the younger generation kind of gets scared away from it, or they see it as like an old person hobby or whatever. But like I think what you guys are doing is very important.
Think. Yeah, we're trying to just, although certainly records can be quite intimidating if you don't know where to look, but I certainly do think that with the help of everything, we can make that perception of, oh, that's something my grandmother would do, or we could get that to go away a bit, because it really just is looking into your own family's history. It's connecting your family to events in history that interest you, I suppose. At least that's how I look at it.
Oh, absolutely. I think tying your family history to real life history, like history that you read about in the books, I think that's like totally like a crazy experience to me.
Yeah, like for me personally, like being able to sit through like a history class, like taking US history and knowing like where my ancestors were at the time, or like learning about, because I'm very Irish and a little bit German. And so knowing that like at a certain time, my ancestors were not exactly like welcomed by a lot of people. And just knowing that they went through that and being able to like remember that easier because it relates to me.
Yeah, I think relating to your relating yourself and your family to the world history in general, I think that's a very powerful a human experience, I think.
And also, I would say that doing family history, it can connect you to a diaspora that you may not even realize you're a part of.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for coming on here and just expressing some of your love for genealogy and some advice for the young kids. So where can we find Gen Z Genealogy on social media?
So it's at Gen Z Genealogy on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. And we have a link tree, which is linktree/Gen Z Genealogy. And also, if you are between the ages of 13 and 26, feel free to come on our Discord server. We're always looking for new members. We want to show you guys how much we love and we care for this hobby, and we hope you guys do too.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Emma and Nerva, for coming on here and talking about genealogy with me. You know, I'm always excited to bring new people on the podcast and to talk genealogy with fellow genealogists, people with love for genealogy. I truly appreciate you guys coming on here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
So, for my listeners out there, if you would like to come onto the podcast and share a story, I am Genealogy Explorer on Instagram, and you can also email me at genealogywithmegan@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening.